Well, joining us now is William Lieberman. He's the founder of the CEO's Right Hand, which is based here in Rockville Center. Thanks for being with us here on Money Main Street, William.
Thanks, Krista. Great to be here.
So, William, our topic today is how you go about getting outside investors. And obviously, obtaining capital involves various considerations. So what, in your opinion, is the first question a small business owner should ask him or herself?
I really think the most important thing is to think about what are the use of funds. Are you paying off an existing debt? Are you looking to invest in a new product, marketing campaigns, hiring people? Do you want to acquire? Maybe you want to acquire another business. Mm-hmm. So thinking about how are you going to actually use those funds is very important in terms of structuring the right type of investment, the right type of capital.
Okay. And what about the types of funds?
There's a variety, as you can imagine, in terms of debt or equity. And when you think about, you might even have funds available from the business itself, savings or cash flow that the business generates itself, or you might need to go borrow money, either from a bank or other facilities that are out there. And then you can also get equity investors to help fund the business.
And so, of course, you do need to think about how much funding you need and also what assets you currently have.
Yes, absolutely. In terms of thinking about what you need, you have to think about forecasting out maybe 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. So you can think about this investment and how much cash is it actually going to take, because it might be more than just something up front. You might need ongoing cash. So you need to think about that as in terms of the use. And then where is that capital coming from? Like you said, you might have capital in the business, but you might need to go outside to help fund that shortfall as you turn that investment into revenues down the road.
So now let's talk about evaluating terms for debt and terms for equity.
So when you think about terms of debt, there's a variety of parameters that you have to think about. The length of the debt, so it could be short term, medium term, long term, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. The interest rate, of course, what's the interest that you're going to have to pay? And do you have to have security? Are you pledging your own assets or the assets of the business? And if it's a bank debt, what are the covenants? What are the parameters that they're going to require you meet? So you need to have excess cash flow to make sure that you're always managing those covenants and making sure that you have the debt coverage ratios and things like that that you need in order to fulfill the bank's need to get repaid on a timely manner.
Sure. And what about terms of equity?
In equity, it's a whole different ballgame. So then you're looking at what's the price. Everybody thinks about price. So what's, how much am I giving up? How much of my company am I actually selling? Because somebody else is now going to be an owner of my business. And so they think about price. But there are other things that are even more important, like control. Do I give up a board seat? Or are there other control provisions that this investor is going to prevent me from doing when I want to expand in a certain way or hire a certain person? Are they going to say, no, you can't do that as part of the deal? And that's something that you have to think about.
William, you also are talking about investor fit, whether it's financial or strategic. So can you expand on that?
When somebody's coming in, especially on the equity side, when somebody's coming in as a financial investor, they're looking just to get their money out and with a return in a certain time frame. And so they have a formula, and it's going to be 5 years, I got to double my money, or whatever it might be. As opposed to a strategic investor, which will have a longer term view of adding to your business and helping you with distribution or marketing, bringing their own skills to the table to add. So it's a 1+1=3 situation. So it really makes a big difference whether or not you're getting a strategic investor or a financial investor.
Okay. Well, what are some of the most common mistakes people make when they're going, you know, small business owners, when they're looking to get outside investors?
I think a few. One, not being prepared, right? And not understanding what all is involved in the process. And so lots of times people will get caught up in actually going out and finding the money, and they don't mind the store. And so they're spending so much time looking for money that the operations suffer.
And how do you recommend, William, small business owners managing that? Because the process of raising capital can be very time consuming, and they may not have a big team behind them.
Absolutely. So using outside advisors, outside consultants to help you, coach you, help prepare the materials that are needed in terms of the financial projections and evaluating the terms that the investor or the bank is providing, and even helping find those investors or finding the bank, is something that is really helpful to an entrepreneur, an owner, founder, because the team itself, you have to be managing your team and your business at the same time. Now, as every entrepreneur knows, it's a 24/7 business anyway. So this is just more work for them to do. But if you can get the right outside help, it makes it a lot easier.